Well, as Democrats look ahead to a Biden administration, there's plenty of blame to go around about why their party failed to live up to the expectations they set for down-ballot races. Elizabeth Spires says the party itself deserves some of that blame for the way it approaches campaigns. She's founder of The Insurrection, a political consulting firm that works with progressive candidates, and she joins me now. Elizabeth, hi.
Hi.
So what do you think went wrong for Democrats in Congress this election? Losing seats in the House and underperforming expectations in the Senate?
You know, I think some of it just has to do with not really kind of segmenting the market and understanding that each race is different. I think we have a tendency collectively as Democrats to gravitate toward one size fits all messaging because it's easier to deploy, it's easier to scale. But that might not have worked in this situation. You know, we had a lot of close races where you really needed to customize more based on what the local electorate was really interested in and wanted.
I spoke with Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal yesterday, who echoed other progressive Democrats like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who say that the Democratic ground game is lagging behind, that the Democrats aren't doing a good enough job engaging voters outside the heat of the campaign season. I mean, does that kind of apply to what you're saying there?
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, my history is that I've only been working in politics since 2017, and so I have a little bit of a outsider's perspective still. And one of the things that's endemic to particularly electoral politics is that people kind of only think in terms of whatever the current cycle is. So there are a lot of sort of short-term incentives that cut against long-term incentives to really do what I think AOC referred to as deep canvassing, where you're really talking to voters outside of electoral cycles in a way that kind of engages them to an electoral end, but not exclusively that. So the way a typical cycle works, you're talking to voters primarily closest to the election, which is a rational thing to do. But what it means is that you might not be in those communities enough to really understand how the electorate is shifting between cycles. So I agree with them, you know, and I think one of the things that AOC's campaign did well was really being in the community and talking to people and using the tools at her disposal to sort of understand, even on a quantitative basis, what people cared about.
Yeah, and interesting that you point that out. I mean, I've spoken with advocates in Arizona who helped flip the state blue who say they've been doing this for 10 years. They've been in these communities for 10 years, and that's why it happened. But what about digital outreach, social media? Is the Democratic Party missing the boat there?
Well, I think we underinvest. We don't spend as much. We don't spend enough early enough. One of the great things about digital is that it's incredibly cost effective. So in theory, you can start messaging a lot sooner. You don't have to wait until right up against the election because you're not talking about, you know, enormous spends to talk directly to the electorate. I think also we lack a certain kind of digital talent that really understands how voters are consuming media in the current environment. And so there's a tendency to look at baseline political digital as being comparable to what other campaigns are doing and not really thinking about it in a more holistic way, because what you're fighting for in terms of voter attention isn't just the other political messaging that, you know, they're getting on a regular basis. It's the entirety of what they're consuming in media. So what you're competing with isn't necessarily your opponent's campaign. It's everything that's getting put in front of a voter. And I think we just don't have that mentality across the board. The baseline is really what other campaigns are doing and not what the best digital practices are in digital categorically or for messaging categorically.
Do you think the Republicans have you beat in that regard?
I don't know that they have us beat, but they've invested more. And I think they're more likely to think about strategy as, you know, a 10-year proposition and not just in terms of this cycle to next.
They were out there knocking on doors, right? I mean, they were out there knocking on doors despite the pandemic when Democrats weren't. I mean, I think some people might argue that Republicans, just like you're saying, might have had a bigger picture view of this campaign season.
Yeah, and I think they're less risk averse. You know, one of the things that came out of the Trump campaign in the last cycle, and this wasn't strategic on their part, in my opinion, but because they hired Brad Parscale to run digital, and Parscale came out of a commercial environment, and the campaign was just chaos all the time, I think it enabled Parscale to try a lot of things in digital with not necessarily consistent top-down messaging, and they were able to sort of suss out what worked and what didn't. And there's usually not as much tolerance for that kind of experimentation on a typical campaign, but I think it worked to the Trump campaign's advantage. So,
yeah. Elizabeth Spires, founder of The Insurrection. It's a political consulting firm that works with progressive candidates. Thanks for your insight today.
Thank you.